This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. This is a little frustrating here. I don't even know how to talk about it. Okay, I think I got a booger up into my nose. And what's frustrating is not that there's a booger there. I can just blow my nose and I'm sure I could get it out. But what's frustrating is there's like a new pocket, like curve into the nose. I mean, is it me or as you age, things start getting a little bit more windy and there's more caves and crevices and cracks and things that really shouldn't be there, but it's frustrating because, okay, my nose is clear. See, it sounds clear, right? Yeah, see, nice and clear. But I feel something up in it. I don't really want to pick my nose, you know, while on air because, again, I got in trouble for that from the network as well. Right? Apparently, I don't know how they know what I'm doing in here. I mean, there's no camera, but apparently I'm not allowed to pick my nose while on air. I don't know how that even came about. You can't even tell if I would.
I don't
would.
Know about I you, would. But I pick my nose when you're on air all the time.
Do you? I can hear it because I hear the boogers flicking to the mics. I knew it.
I don't think that's actually what you're hearing because I usually just eat them so that the studio doesn't have to worry about it. Nobody wants to put their mouth on my booger mic.
Well, you know, they are salty. Salt. It is. There's a lot of salt. There's a lot of, protein. You know, you got your goblet cells. That's what they're called. They're called goblet cells.
Well, and they make goblets. The chalice shall hold the gold.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not picking the nose. It's just, I'm a little bothered that there's like a, you know what it's like? Okay. Have you guys ever had an RV or a fifth wheel? And above where the, well, no, it's probably not the, it'd probably be an RV. Above the driver, there's a place for a bed. So you sleep basically where the driver is, but just on top of him, like second story, so to speak. That's what my nose feels like. I have this whole new second story attic that goes up in there. And it's really, really frustrating because, you know, remember, I'm a doctor. Okay, so I look, I know, it doesn't sound it, does it? I am I'm a doctor, full-fledged, okay? So, no, the medical board has not pulled my license yet, but they don't listen to the show, you see, that's the key. Why do you think I don't promote my show that much? I'm hardly ever on Twitter, I hardly ever promote the show, because the last thing I want are the authorities to know that I'm here. Okay, you know, things go wrong. You got to lay low. You got to be under the radar. Lay low. So, what was I even talking about? Where did that go from boogers to the Nevada State Medical Board? How did that conversation even... I just lost my train of thought. Tom, do you remember what I was talking about? I don't understand why... Oh, I get it. Okay, I'm a doctor. Okay, that's what I was talking about. Took me a while to have to remember that. Okay, it took me a long time. I don't identify myself as much as I should. But cracks and crevices in the body could be troublesome. Okay, like let's say you have diverticulitis and you have these little pockets in your colon and you decide to go for your, you know, colonoscopy. Somebody needs to kind of know you have those. Okay, or be very, very careful as they go with your colonoscopy because those little pockets are not the most thick, firm pieces of tissue. They could be thin. And unfortunately, you could have a perforation. It's rare, but it could happen. And pockets in your teeth. A cavity is bad, right? So we don't like cavities. We need cavities, okay? We don't like our cavities searched, but we, you know, we need cavities, and we do have cavities. But bad things could happen in certain cavities. Like, let's say you get an operation. You have an operation, and you have a breast biopsy. And they take a chunk of meat out of, you know, to biopsy it. Well, you can't just have a hole in your body and have the fluid fill up, and there be, you can't have a pocket in there. No pocket, nope, no hot pockets. Nope, nope, no pockets. So what they need to do is they need to put a drain and wait for the skin to start closing up, or the tissues to start closing up. Or they pack it. But you're, you know, with packing. And so you're not supposed to, with any wound, it doesn't have to even be a breast, but with any wound, we're not supposed to have pockets. So here I am discovering that I have it's equal both sides. My thumb is kind of big, so maybe that's what happened. I don't pick my nose with my index finger. What I do is as I blow my nose and you're holding the septum, I bring that thumb up so it doesn't look like a nose pick, but, it's a big thumb. So maybe that's what I did. I just stretched it out. But the reason why I'm so conscious now of my nose is I've been learning how to scuba dive, and this weekend is my final. Okay, so I'm going to do my final. We have a Lake Mojave in our area, and we're going to go and scuba dive there. Well, if you have any boogers in your nose, when you're going in and out of the water or you're messing around with your goggles, many times the booger decides to float. Either, you know, it'll be on top of your nose, or it'll be in the middle of your goggle, or on your cheek. And for some reason, the water, especially lake water, knows how to get up into the crevices of the nose and bring out the boogers. So I need to make sure my nose is completely clear, because I really don't want my teacher to be distracted by a booger. And I'm not embarrassed. It's not a vain thing. Boogers happen. I don't care. It's just, I don't want to die when I scuba dive this weekend. And I would rather he be concentrating on my oxygen and my breathing and my technique and my BCD rather than my boogers. And so that's something. Oh, I'm scared to death of scuba. You want to know why I'm also in a bad mood? I had to rent a wetsuit, or is it a dry suit? I think it's a wetsuit. I know I should know this before the final, right? And those are impossible to get on. I have long nails. You cannot get a wetsuit on with long nails, so I can't get into my wetsuit. So I'm going to probably wear a skin, and the water, I guess, in Lake Mojave, when you're below like 60 feet, it's like 60-some degrees. So I'm now freaking out about hypothermia because I can't get my big butt into a very tight wetsuit. And it doesn't matter the size. These are impossible to get into. I don't know how anybody does it. And so I'm not going to wetsuit it. And no, I'm not going to bikini it. Trust me. Cannot do a bikini. Those days are over. Lord have mercy. All those days are over. Speaking of bikini, they're talking about how many, you know, actresses out there like Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever. You don't see the hourglass figure like I don. You see a very narrow, rectangular, skinny figure. So maybe I should be in a bikini. Maybe I am hot. I bet I'm hotter than I think. All right. I'll try it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. ManyCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you're going to be seeing circulating the next couple days a map where Zika mosquitoes live in the United States. Remember we talked about the Aedes aegypti mosquito? Well, public health officials are obviously right now bracing for local outbreaks of Zika. And I need to tell you, we're already seeing a lot of ramifications. Even if Zika itself is not infecting people here in the United States yet. And we will talk about a researcher who just contracted it. We are seeing ramifications in the way of blood donation. So I was just talking to Representative Julie from the Red Cross, the Southern Nevada Red Cross, and she said they're already noticing in Arizona shortages of people donating because of the concerns with Zika and their inability to donate if they've been exposed. We're going to be getting a little bit more information on what's going on with that. Zika affects all of us, even if we're not pregnant, because as we know, Zika causes microcephaly. It can cause microcephaly in fetuses to moms who have Zika. It can cause Guillain-Barré and other neurological disorders to men or women who are affected by Zika. But it can now affect us a variety of ways, economically, our blood supply stores. God forbid you get into an accident in a hospital and they don't have your blood type or they don't have enough O negative. That's an issue. So it's going to impact all of us. So they say public health officials are now bracing for the local outbreaks of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. as mosquito season is starting to get underway. Thousands of travelers from Latin America and the Caribbean have already come back infected. Hundreds of these cases have been documented. If a mosquito bites someone with an active infection, it could potentially carry the virus to somebody else. So if your next door neighbor goes to Brazil or the Caribbean, they come back with Zika, you're outside working on your lawn, a mosquito jumps on her and then comes over to you, that's how you could get Zika. So, a big argument that many, naysayers were making was, look, how many mosquitoes are floating around New York? How many mosquitoes? Well, when you look at this map, it's kind of interesting where you see the mosquitoes are. So this new map compiled by experts at the CDC and Prevention looked at all reports of the two species of mosquito that can transmit the virus. You got the Aedes aegypti, which is also known as the one that transmits yellow fever, and you got the Aedes albopictus, which is the Asian tiger mosquito. They say between January 1995 and March 2016, 183 countries and 26 states in the District of Columbia reported the occurrence of Aedes aegypti, and 1,200 counties from 40 states of the District of Columbia reported the occurrence of Aedes albopictus. Albopictus. All right, I don't know. All right, now, they say our findings underscore the need for systematic surveillance of Aedes aegypti and, oh, here it comes again, man. Aedes albopictus in the United States and delineate areas with risk for the transmission of these introduced arboviruses. Yeah, Zika's an arbovirus. Similar to the flaviviruses. Not as flavorful. The team used records from the CDC's mosquito-borne database, mosquito control agencies, university researchers, and state and local health departments. Of most concern is Aedes aegypti, which is a tropical mosquito that carries not only the Zika, but also yellow fever, dengue, and chikungunya. Sorry, I don't pronounce it right. And it thrives in urban areas. So they say in 1995, this Aedes aegypti mosquito has been documented in the southern area of the United States, like Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. There have also been sporadic collections in other parts of the southeast and as far north as New Hampshire, Michigan, and Kansas and Colorado. So in the past 10 years, epidemics of dengue and chikungunya have swept through Latin America and the Caribbean, and dengue's been seen in Hawaii. So Zika is now starting to do the same thing. Again, it's a virus that these mosquitoes carry. So where the mosquitoes go, the virus will go. Yellow fever is still a concern. We don't talk about the yellow fever a lot because we're talking about Zika. So 40 million travelers are going to be going back and forth from the U.S. to Zika-affected regions every year. You could expect two-thirds of that to be doing the summer travel. I'm going to the Caribbean. We haven't gone to the Caribbean, but we've been to the Caribbean once. It was years ago, and we finally accrued enough miles to go again. Because that's the only way we really travel. If we get the miles and we could bum off my father-in-law's timeshare, we could be able to afford to go somewhere. And so the, stars aligned perfectly so that we could go to the Caribbean. So I'm one of these millions of people. I'm going to be going down there, possibly getting Zika, bringing it back, even if I don't get the symptoms. So it is a concern. I'm just as guilty. So the CDC has documented 618 cases right now in the continental U.S., and experts say thousands more are almost certain to have to be an issue. So what this map does is yellow means they've seen the mosquitoes for at least a year in that area. Orange is 2 years, and red is 3 years. So when you look at the map that they're showing us here, and, of course, I got a pop-up, you see Arizona have, here we go, come on, computer, come on. Arizona had a large amount of red. You see areas of Texas, areas of Florida. I see areas on the eastern seaboard in the Virginias and Maryland. It's very interesting. Maryland up near there, you're also seeing areas of red. You're seeing areas of orange also in California, parts of Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and then yellow. I'm seeing yellow in Colorado, Utah. That state looks like Kansas because it's below. Yeah, that's Kansas. Good. Whew. Okay, we got Michigan. I see Tennessee. I see South Carolina. I'm really good at my geography. I didn't realize, oh, thank God, I know what the states are. Whew. And then, of course, you know, Hawaii is in this map also. So I urge you guys to take a look at the map. And remember, they were talking about cases as far north as Philadelphia as well. And you see New Hampshire. And so I would, even though the map doesn't talk about Philadelphia, I would still, you know, as we get these reports, this is one map that the CDC has put out of where they've seen the mosquito. Okay, but, you know, this mosquito, they, I mean, I, you know, is everybody looking? I mean, are you looking outside right now? Can you figure out which, you know, so they, I, from what is being reported now, this is what they have. Now, a U.S. researcher has contracted Zika, okay, not by sex, not by getting bit, but by working with it. Apparently, she pricked herself with a needle during an experiment last month. This is according to the University of Pittsburgh. So she stuck herself on May 23rd and showed fever and other possible symptoms on June 1. She returned to work on June 6 when she no longer had a fever. On Wednesday, the university was informed that a blood sample from the researcher tested positive for Zika. Again, no vaccine, no treatment. So if she decides to become pregnant or start a family, this could be of concern if it's in her blood or in her system. Again, it can cause mild fever, rash, red eyes. 80% of people, 4 out of 5, do not even notice that they have it. The incident was the fourth confirmed case of the Zika virus in Allegheny County, according to the health department. Fourth confirmed case. All right, and we're talking up in Pittsburgh. Okay? U.S. health officials have concluded that Zika infections in pregnant women can cause microcephaly, as we've talked about. Okay. Right now, there's 1,400 confirmed cases of microcephaly in Brazil caused by Zika. Even though there's thousands more cases of microcephaly, they have yet to confirm them. So what's the World Health Organization doing? They are now saying to delay getting pregnant. People living in areas where the Zika virus is circulating should consider delaying pregnancy to avoid having babies with birth defects. This is now one of the strongest recommendations coming out of the World Health Organization. But for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And the advice affects obviously millions of couples in 46 countries. Now remember, this is the recommendation they are making right now to Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, okay, American Samoa, parts of the United States where, like Florida, et cetera. But remember, according to this map, CDC, and as we're moving into mosquito season, and it's going to be very humid, all right, these areas can obviously take more and more states and more counties. What does that look like from a population standpoint if many couples are so scared, depending on what happens this summer, that they're like, you know what, let's just hold off for a year or two? A drop in birth rate could be very, very drastic. Okay, remember, we need babies born because they need to support us later. Okay, I mean, I'm not being selfish. It's just, I mean, that's, I want to work till I'm 100 years old, but I think I'm going to lose my mind in the next 10. And if I lose my mind in the next 10 years, somebody's got to support me. Okay, so, I mean, I know they'll only be 10 years old, if, you know, but still, this is serious stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A very sad case. We have a Florida teen who has committed suicide after bullies posted a nude Snapchat video of her filmed without her permission. Tavana Holton took a gun from her mother's purse and fatally shot herself in the bathroom Sunday night at her family's Tampa area home. She complained hours before her death about naked pictures her friends took of her without her permission, according to the family. Tavana would say, "Mommy, I owe them, I owe them." She said, what do you mean you owe them? I couldn't understand what was wrong. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office is investigating her death, but no suspects have been arrested. Tavana's aunt, Angel Scott, found out other teens had posted a nude video of her on the social media app Snapchat when Scott posed on Facebook. They said, if anybody knows anything, what happened? Have you heard of anything? Do you know who these kids and who have these pictures? I thought it was just pictures, and then the kids started inboxing me. Everybody was out there talking about her and calling her names, and then it went up on social media, Snapchat. I never heard of that before. And apparently, there's been a little bit of a, I apologize. There's been a couple little conflicting reports that one of these videos that was unfortunately made of her was when she was in the shower. There's been another report that it was from an ex-boyfriend. Now, as we confirm this report, the topic I want to discuss is if anybody does bully somebody to the point of suicide, how much responsibility should they bear? And I want to say a lot, but I understand this opens up a can of worms. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember that was that boy, there was a boy who was his roommate or suite mate decided to videotape him having sex with another male student. And then when that got posted, he killed himself and jumped off a bridge. These are cases that seem to happen more and more often, and it's very frightening to think that the bullying that we had when we grew up was, I mean, it wouldn't, you know, go out to the world. It would stay in a very small circle. So you could be bullied and, you know, pretty much be able to move to a different school district or possibly move to a different state and it not follow you. Now, people have the ability to take something about you and let the whole world see it. This is extremely frightening. And I don't know why the internet, in all its glory, doesn't have the ability to, as soon as there's a nude picture, realize it and stop it. Now, I understand most people take selfies of themselves, and it looks like they're naked, but they're not. They're actually in clothes. But I just don't understand how Snapchat and how, you know, Facebook and Twitter and you know, I don't understand how these, you know, get that far without somebody noticing. And then, you know, should the students or the kids that did this serve jail time? Now, where the argument will be is if, oh yeah, here we go. She was being filmed nude in the shower by her peer students. Then that shower video, how horrifying. Can you imagine 15-year-old girl? Oh, if I was this girl's parents, oh my gosh. Not only being filmed naked in the shower, all right, at school, but then for that to be posted all over. So obviously there's crimes committed. Okay, not only posting, but, you know, the videotaping. But should they also be criminally charged for her death? I say yes. Now, where the opponents are going to come in and say, look, you could have somebody that went to school and they raised their hand in class and they said something and somebody turned around and said, gosh, you're such an idiot. You know, and which happened to me many times in class. I'd raise my hand, you know, and I'm like, there's nothing faster than the speed of light. What about warp speed? Warp speed's faster. Sound can be faster, or movement can be faster than the speed of light. And, you know, someone turns around going, warp speed is make-believe, and do you want to go out Saturday night? So, all right, I was called an idiot multiple times in class. So what opponents would say is, okay, well, somebody's called an idiot in class, they go home, kill themselves, then how do you hold somebody responsible if they have that delicate a psyche, all right, or a psychological state? But in this particular case, I think a jury would be unanimous in that something like this is so devastating. I mean, you know, and it's a shame. It is such a shame. Because even if Snapchat said, look, I took it off or we took it down as soon as we realized, people make copies. And our video age is, I think, going to be driving more and more suicides. And the bullies are getting worse. They are getting, I remember one of the worst things that could happen to me is somebody revealing that I was having my period, right? Okay, we use the term on the rag. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody else to know. And I thought that was devastating. That is nothing compared to what these kids now have to deal with, or with you and I. I mean, I can't think of how many adults are, you know, contacting me about what to do about their Yelp or their, I don't know, image website, and I don't know all the new stuff they have now, because you Google their name and they are completely bad-mouthed. I mean, we have now taken bullying. We thought we did well when it came to bullying. You know, like my kids' school, knock on wood, they hardly got bullied. They were really good bullying policies in the school, and that's, you know, but unfortunately you can't stop humans from being who they are. And now the bullying age has gotten to the point where you can say anything you want to about anybody and it gets posted online. You could bully a person all the time and there's no ramifications. Now it's under the guise of, well, you are rating the movie or you are rating the restaurant, and customer satisfaction ratings have every right to be on the internet. But when is it an actual true rating, and when is it bullying? And if we can't figure out that difference, I don't think we should have them. Now, I'm for freedom of speech, but we now have a medium where that freedom of speech, which was never even thought or fathomed back with our founding fathers of this great country, we now have a Freedom of Speech Act that can now cause harm. It could cause death. It could cause lack of income and somebody being able to support their family because an ex-worker, you know, wants to take the restaurant down with them. And thank God that speech is powerful, and I never want to take that power away, but we now have different platforms, and if it's a falsity, which would then fall under slander, where do the rules apply? And the lines are so blurred that I don't know what the answer is. I mean, we now rely on the internet before we go to a restaurant, before we see a movie, before we go to a doctor. But before we, you know, we have a family member who's dating somebody, and immediately what we do is we go to the internet to find anything on them. And so what's a shame is, what if the quote-unquote dirt is really not true? So I'm not sure what the answer is, but we lost a girl for a reason that she thought she couldn't come back from this. She couldn't face anybody because she understands the power of the internet, and she probably felt that she could not go on through into her adult life having these pictures, these horrible pictures of her. And these kids who did this need to serve major jail time. This is horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, heroin and opioid overdose deaths have now risen to record highs, especially in New York. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, I was talking to Tom about how guilty I feel because one of my friends had committed suicide, and I had been, I believe, the last person to talk to him. And so not a, you know, I guess, I don't, for a while, not a day had gone by or I didn't question if maybe I had been the source until I, you know, or the cause until I realized that, you know, he had much deeper issues than what I talked to him about. And so basically I've talked about this before on the show where one of my coworkers and I were going to share an apartment because my roommate was going to New Zealand to study. And I needed to share an apartment for a few months until I went to medical school. So Melrose Place was a show on, okay, at the time, and many of you guys remember Melrose Place. Oh, I loved Melrose Place. And I couldn't miss one episode. And my friend was going to New Zealand with the VCR because it was hers. So I remember calling him up and going, oh, hi, sorry to bother you. I know you got to get up early, but do you have a VCR? Because otherwise I got to go out and spend $150. I don't have that money in Melrose Place. He's like, don't worry, I got a VCR. I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay, please bring the VCR. I think we're good. All right, see you at work tomorrow. And that was pretty much the last conversation I had. My guess is I must have also asked him about furniture or something. And he didn't come to work the next day. And I remember, you know, noticing because he's a friend of mine and, you know, I had a lot more stuff to bug him about. And I was like, well, should I call him? And so I called him that night, no answer. Well, I guess a couple days later, his current roommate noticed a stench in the room. And, you know, many people have roommates where everybody's lives are so separate that you could go for days and your roommate not know where you are or care. So the roommate noticed a stench coming out of the room. It was locked. He opens it because there's no answer, and he sees my friend dead in a tent. He had made a tent where he was breathing in cyanide and hydrochloric acid. He had worked with me at the EPA, so he had known science. Very handsome, good-looking guy, a lot to live for. And all I could think about, because, you know, we asked a roommate, I was like, you know, what? How long has he been in there? When was the last time anybody, and, you know, he had said he talked to him earlier than when I had talked to him. And when they determined that he probably had been dead for at least 3 days, and everybody asking me at work where he was, et cetera, and he wasn't a boyfriend or anything. He was just a friend of mine, and he was going to be a roommate because I had a two-bedroom apartment. I, of course, felt I was the one that put him over the edge. And, you know, I was only, what, 20 at the time, 21? So, you know, naively wise, I felt guilty. And then you realize, look, it did have nothing to do with you wanting to watch Melrose Place on the VCR. There were some deeper things. And I remember him before talking, you know, kind of being very dark about life, but never threatening to kill himself.
It's like what I said, like there are people that will make attempts, and then there are those that just want out, and you'll just never know. I mean, I've heard many stories about, you know, you gotta keep an eye on your friends and make sure that, you know, they're safe and in the right headspace. And I've known tons of, I grew up and I was a teenager at one point, surprise. And you know, I remember a bunch of times where some girl or somebody would threaten to take their life or run around with a knife and just make drama out of it. And honestly, the people that really want out will just go out. Like,
right.
You will just never know and you will never have answers. And that's one of those things that some people just don't want to be here. And I actually just had I didn't talk about this before, and I'm going to bring it up now. We actually have a regular caller on one of my other shows that I run who called in a few months ago because his wife had terminal cancer. He was in tears and didn't know what to do, and they caught it too late. That, you know, there was just nothing they could do, and she had maybe a month or so. And he was just, you know, 30, 40 years together, just gone. I just got a call from him. I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I was kind of concerned about him. And he just called in and said, you know, they found a mass, and I think I'm just gonna let it be, and I'm just saying my goodbyes now.
Man.
And you know, honestly, I respect him for that. That's one of those things. Like, he's had a good solid life, and I'm not saying I want to see him go. But
you
I mean,
think he's gonna kill himself?
No, I don't think he's gonna kill himself. I mean, he's already kind of been handed the death warrant from cancer. So I don't think he's going to off himself, but I think he's going to just let it take its course. And, you know, I wish the man the best, I wish him a peaceful way. And I understand, you know, he's had his family and everything's taken care of, and he's got nothing without his wife now. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. We had a caller when I was doing a local show in Vegas, and somebody, he lived in California, and he said that he doesn't know what he has to live for now because he likes to drink, and his nurse practitioner said that he only has 3 months to live. And, you know, he's like, look, you know, I'm going to then, you know, not kill myself with a gun, but I'm going to drink because, you know, if I only have 3 months to live, I want to enjoy those 3 months. Well, when I started to dig a little deeper, he was not that bad. He did not have only 3 months to live. He misinterpreted the nurse practitioner, and it could be a doctor, it could be anybody. It's not necessarily a nurse practitioner's fault, but he had misinterpreted what she said, where she had told him, look, you got to stop drinking or you're not going to live another 3 months.
Yep.
As opposed to he interpreted it as, I only got 3 months to live. And, I mean, how dangerous could that have been?
I actually have a very similar story. My friend's father at age 30, I mean, this is the man who, you know, UConn Jack and his Cheerios kind of guy, take a pill, whatever. And he's one of my role models to this day. This man is the staple of willpower to me. But he turned yellow. He got jaundice, just turned yellow and passed out there. And the family had to get him to the hospital. And they said, look, you have destroyed your liver with everything you've done. And this guy did meth, heroin. If you could get messed up on it, he did it. And that's why, like, at age 30, just keeled over. And they told him...
only 30 years old.
I think he was a little bit older. He was in his early 30s, though. No more. Very old as 36. But I still think it's younger than that. They cleared out liquor stores. They literally cleared out liquor stores of alcohol. I saw it happen.
Yeah.
But this guy's told you, if you quit drinking right now, you may have about 6 months to live.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. The guy quit drinking. He quit doing everything. And, you know, just somebody who just takes anything to get messed up.
Yeah.
Heroin and meth are some of the hardest things. Cold turkey
on
all of them. And now it's almost 16, 17 years later.
Wow.
That guy's still going. And
you see, so it wasn't 6 months.
Yep.
It was, I want to...
It's probably a misinterpretation on his part, but at the same time, like, when you have cirrhosis of the liver, you usually don't have too long. But this guy is living on sheer willpower because he doesn't want his ex-wife to get his military benefits or something like that. And I just love the fact that he's still going. He still works to this day. And
Amen.
Also, he does smoke pot. That is the one thing he never gave up.
Yeah,
so.
Well, he may credit that to why he's still alive. Who knows?
Probably.
By the way, if any of our listeners have any of those stories where they were told, you know, or somebody was told they only had a few months to live and, you know, they ended up living, you know, 17 years like this, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. And, you know, many people say, look, then the doctor was wrong. You know, all these doctors are wrong. They said I only had a few months to live. You don't understand. Sometimes, we're being misinterpreted. We want you to get off your butt and, you know, change your so, you know, we don't care if people call us names and think we're wrong. If we were able to scare the hell out of you to change your life, that's a positive. Wow, thanks for sharing, Tom.
Anytime.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.